Policy and climate change in the Department of Agriculture. And he joins us now. Mr. Philemon Makarula, good afternoon, sir, and thank you so much for making time to speak to us.
Good afternoon to you, sir, and good afternoon to your listeners in Tazishomo.
I must say, this collaboration that you guys are doing is one for the book. This collaborative initiative has been between the two departments. Could you tell us a little bit more about the aim behind the idea?
The collaboration between the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, and Land Affairs, Land and Rural Affairs, and Environmental Affairs, and the Department of Agriculture has been initiated to strengthen environmental education, environmental capacity building. The two departments have various strengths, like Department of Daglia, which is agriculture, has people who've got expertise on climate change, environment, and the Department of Education, obviously, has got their strength in terms of teachers. So the two departments have been engaging in capacity building for schools, clean-up campaigns, greening, and vegetable production, planting of trees. Department of Education had a campaign called Ranza Shikolo Shawena, which loosely translated means Tanza Skolo Sako, love your school, and as a campaign to promote environmental awareness, cleanliness in the schools. And the MECs and the HODs for the two departments felt that, no, we need to collaborate so that we can have a better impact and greater reach in terms of the intervention. So department, my department comes in, bring expertise, bring knowledge, advanced knowledge in terms of environment to empower the teachers, the learners, and in the process also empower the surrounding communities so that there is greening, not only greening, but there's also planting of vegetables, planting of trees that have benefits for the community, particularly the schooling community. Thank you so much.
And this obviously is going to need different people to play different parts, like abazali, schooling, community leaders, businesses, and the private sector, traditional leaders, of course, non-governmental organizations, to strengthen the whole environmental and promote sustainable practices in this campaign. What would you say they need to be aware of as they come together to form and join the forces with the two departments?
It is true, Msakati, you could see Batali, Umphakathi, uyadzingeka la. The MEC for the Department of Agriculture has been crisscrossing the province, delivering our seedlings, promoting upraise gomkhono mhlali, encouraging the production of food using backyards. She's been promoting the planting of trees. She's been going to schools, communities, the traditional leaders' offices all over to get everybody mobilized into taking care of the environment. And also we have been all over in raising awareness, the community being mobilized to take action to address environmental problems. And this joint venture now is covering the area of the school where we say Lukocha Lusemandi, Ubuzeumbana, Asasemnane, Asitagale, to gain the knowledge of taking action to solve an environmental problem. Indeed, it's everybody, all hands on deck, to do something to improve the environment.
Last but not least, Mr. Masebula, our parting thoughts, information, Jogumlalil Wasikaya, as far as the Ranza Shikolo Shawena campaign is concerned, climate change is concerned, Jogonke, as far as we're getting ready to put hands on deck. Into Jogabafis Kubutbayazi, as we wrap up, ungathini Mr. Matsibulo?
Siyabonga kakhulu. We just appreciate the opportunities that Arise FM gives to us to bring this message. Everybody agathathe action, everybody agathathe a step to make sure that the footprint yakho in the environment is a positive one. Plant trees, grow your own vegetables, eat fresh from your own backyard. And we say communities, members of the public, it takes an individual action to change a nation. Lolo sikubona kokwendeka ku environment, kuma communities, the storms, lesiqeda kwabona in recently in the Eastern Cape where the many people lost their lives. It's as a result of the climate change. And that action can be mitigated by planting trees, can be mitigated by looking at our own action, reducing my emission, carbon dioxide is through our own action and planting trees, planting vegetables, feeding the nation, but at the same time being conscious not to pollute and not to emit things that are harmful to the environment for young and old.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you so much.
That was Mr. Matsibulo, Chief Director for Environmental Planning, Policy and Climate Change in the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Land and Environmental Affairs. I must say, climate change is a real thing, guys. We don't really have to wait for big interventions and the campaigns like the Randa Sikolo Sawena campaign. If you can just do it in your backyard, if you can just do it wherever you can, to actually just be the one that makes the change in the community, in your house, and holistically in the whole world.